out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was for the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And the angels had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do not be afraid. Fear not. These are the usual opening words for the angels in the Bible. When the angel Gabriel tells Mary that she's going to give birth to Jesus, the message was, "Do not be afraid." "Fear not" is what the angel says to Joseph in his dream, the dream which convinces him to stay faithful to this girl to whom he is engaged and who finds herself strangely pregnant. But there are lots of reasons to be afraid in the Christmas story. Who wouldn't be afraid away from home with nowhere to stay and about to give birth? Who wouldn't be afraid when there was a despot king like Herod who wasn't at all murdering members of his own family and who didn't dislike them? The sort of things that still go on in parts of our world today, making the Christmas story so up to date. As a teenager, I travelled to Israel and visited a place called Yir Sabor. It's about 3 kilometres outside Bethlehem, and it's where the shepherds' fields are found. And despite the constant stream of pilgrims that visit there, it is a very peaceful place. But there is fear in the air. The shepherds' fields look across the valley to an Israeli settlement, and in between there's a security fence and wall separating Israel from the Palestinian territories. It was a vivid reminder that where the Prince of Peace was born, there is no peace. And yet, to troubled Bethlehem, countless people still go as pilgrims on the journey. wherever curious to see the place where Jesus was born, wanting to catch something of the joy, the mystery, and the love of the Christ child, Emmanuel, God with us. And so it is a reminder that Jesus was not born in a place of stability, or security, or prosperity, or freedom. He was born in occupied territory, in poverty, in danger, and where there was no room for him at the inn. But that's the whole point. God reveals himself to us within the troubles of the world, and not after all the problems are solved. Christ is born in us when we are ill, when we are suffering, when we are grieving, when we are proud and relationships are broken, when we are lonely and isolated, or on the margins of society. It is during these times that Christ draws near to be alongside us in our physical, emotional, and spiritual poverty, in all our dissatisfaction in life. He's with us in this pandemic crisis, in unemployment, in our despair and disappointment and confusion. The birth of this child in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago wasn't some simple solution to the world's problems. He grew to be a man who too had to face being homeless, suffering, an unfair trial, and an undeserved death. He knew life was not fair. But Christ coming into the world didn't solve everything like the wave of a magic wand, but rather it was God coming to live among us, to live within us, in the highs and lows of life, to bring us hope. Because even when we find it difficult to love one another and our neighbours as ourselves, God never gives up loving us. And that's the joy of the Christmas message. In the Shepherd's Fields, there's a little chapel built as recently as 1954. And it's shaped a bit like a tent over a cave that's believed to have been used by the shepherds long ago. And there are three paintings inside the cave that depicts the story of the shepherds on that holy night. The first recalls the angels telling the shepherds of the birth of Jesus. The second pictures them at the stable where they find the newborn child. And the third is their return journey. For Luke tells us the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. But what was quite funny, really, as a teenager, was that in each of the scenes, there features a dog with the shepherds. Obviously, there's no mention of a dog in Scripture, but who is to say that a dog wasn't there? In the first painting, the dog looks terrified. In the second, looks attentive in the stable and is clearly dancing with joy on the return journey home with his ears pricked up, caught in mid-bark, tail wagging. The shepherds and their dog return to normal everyday living and working, but they are transformed. They face the same problems and live the same lives, but with new hope, because of the joy found from this child, Jesus. Sometimes it is easy to forget that the baby born in a cold stable that special night grew up to become an adult. And when he did, he was asked what the greatest commandment was. And his answer was this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, and love your neighbours as yourself. I pray that our hearts will be open this night, and that we let all of God's love in. For there's a good chance, if you are here tonight, that some part of you wants to be part of the Christmas story that God is still writing. And it's a story of love made real, of God being active in the world that can and needs change. Some would argue that God is nowhere, but I would say that God is now here, the same word that split into. He values our humanity beyond all imagining. He shares our struggles as well as our joys. So fear not, do not be afraid. Faithfully know that despite all that is happening around us at this time, God is with us and God is for us. Please, as man with man to wear, Jesus, our Emmanuel. May the message of the angels and the joy of the shepherds be yours and mine tonight. And may we know the blessing of God's presence this Christmas, as I wish you all a very happy, helpful, peaceful, and safe.